is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Secretary of State Blinken says ceasefire talks all are expected to resume on Sunday in Doha. CBS's Raimi Innocencio.
Blinken and Qatar's prime minister said that negotiators will meet Israel's team for hostage and ceasefire talks. Blinken also said that he anticipates that their negotiators will be getting together in the coming days.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said he welcomed Egypt's willingness to advance a deal for the release of hostages in the Gaza Strip. A Hamas official says they are ready to stop fighting if Israel commits to the truce. Just 12 days until Election Day, and Vice President Harris has picked up a few more Republican endorsements, a former Michigan congressman and a Wisconsin mayor.
People who have been leaders in our country, regardless of their political party, understand what's at stake, and they are weighing in courageously in many cases.
Both candidates are out on the campaign trail. Former President Trump heads out west while Vice President Harris returns to Georgia. Early voting is underway in several states. Nearly 3 million people in California have already cast their ballots. Some of those early votes are coming from jail.
Though she's currently behind bars at the Elmwood Correctional Facility, Seneca Santos knows she has the right to vote.
I am an avid voter, and I am glad that I have the opportunity to vote.
Inmates do have that right in California, as long as they are not currently serving time for a felony conviction. But rehabilitation officer Jenny Brooks says what they can't do is vote using a pen.
A pen is a very dangerous weapon here.
Inmates are allowed to use pencils to bubble in their selections, and the county registrar of voters says it takes steps to make sure that jail ballots are not tampered with. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Milpitas, California.
A new smartwatch could possibly detect a painful condition early. CBS's Natalie Brand with details.
The Android watch has non-invasive sensors that use a form of light to detect the volume of blood and liquid in the tissues. Patients will wear one on the arm that has lymphedema and the arm that does not to measure fluid changes and compare them.
Lymphedema is a fluid buildup that happens after surgery and radiation. The study is being done at Ohio State University. Big parade today in New York City celebrating the New York Liberty and their WNBA championship. Fans are super excited for the team.
I'm so happy for the ladies finally bringing it home to New York.
It's the first time that New York has seen a basketball championship in, I believe, 51 years, and it's the women that brought it, and this team is like clutch.
Mayor Eric Adams gave the team the keys to the city. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 195 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The house hit by a car in Racine today was abandoned. The collision happened late this morning near 16th and Memorial Drive. Police say the car first collided with a pole before smashing into the empty home. Investigators are considering speed as a potential factor in the crash. We're working on learning more about the driver's status. Traffic troubles are likely due to a Kenosha campaign stop today. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff will be downtown for an event this afternoon. He'll be at what's called a Team Harris Walls block party, and he'll be coming from Milwaukee. Early voting in Racine and Kenosha counties continue to attract large crowds. Long lines were reported for the second day in a row yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says delays are due to clerks' label makers, and they've authorized those clerks to handwrite voter information to expedite the process. Kenosha County's two golf courses have seen record popularity this year. The courses at Brightondale and Petrifying Springs saw over 115,000 rounds played as of early October. And Kenosha native Gavin Lux is someone you can cheer for tonight. He's the starting second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers as they start the World Series against the Yankees. Lux is the first player from Kenosha to win a World Series ring when he did it back in 2020. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treat Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Lows close to 50. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday, highs upper 50s. Sunshine and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week, highs jump into the 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I was on a drive last weekend, was up in the Fox Valley area, and I saw a lot of fall colors. Yeah, the fall colors really, really starting to show. Kind of reminds me of my favorite sports coat.
What time it was. All I know is that I feel Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Local news and time. pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. And Stuart, I don't know, maybe I've asked this question of you before. I'm not sure, but okay. I bring it up again because there's a story about it. But snooze alarm, yes or no?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No snooze just, alarm.
It's gonna just cause more problems than it's worth.
I agree with you. And in fact, I would say 95% of the time or more, I'm up before my alarm goes off anyway. I mean, I set the alarm every night, but I'm always up before it goes off.
Yeah, always. I've got the alarm, but my body has gotten accustomed to getting up when it's supposed to, and I don't even need the alarm is there, but I rarely get to that point.
Yeah. A survey finds that during the work week, the first alarm for most people goes off at about 6:40 a.m., but only 1 in 5 people get out of bed at that point.
Yeah, no, it's a mindset. You got to get up and get at them. Keep hitting that snooze alarm. Well, maybe you forget to hit it once, and then you're oversleeping.
I remember one time as a teenager, maybe preteen, I guess, I was my parents were out of town, and I stayed over at my godmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of her daughters would hit the snooze. I would hear it every 9 minutes for like literally an hour and a half. I'm like, get up already.
Well, and yeah, you think if you got all that time budgeted to sleep, we'll just sleep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't mess around.
You're asking for trouble. Asking for trouble.
There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Only the lonely.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you're heading out tonight, chances are you're going to get a little wet. Showers and thunderstorms in a low of 49. Tomorrow, when you wake up, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. Then it starts to clear up. Look for a high tomorrow of 60. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Trump is back in Titletown next week. The Resch Center in Green Bay will host former President Donald Trump for a campaign rally on Wednesday. A statement says they'll be focusing on the economy. The rally is scheduled for 6 that night. If you like downtown traffic tie-ups and campaign visits, Kenosha's got you covered today. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will deliver remarks at a Team Harris Walls block party. The event is being held at a downtown Kenosha business and will also feature the Maryland governor. Some downtown Kenosha roads will likely be impacted from the afternoon through the early evening. On Monday, the action returns to Racine with a J.D. Vance rally at Memorial Hall. There are no problems with arches around here. An E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has resulted in one fatality and affected 59 people across multiple states. The CDC is investigating, but state officials say no Wisconsin restaurants have been impacted. If you're looking for something to cheer for, the Dodgers are starting a kid from Kenosha. Kenosha native Gavin Lux is the second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He became the first person from Kenosha to win a World Series ring in 2020. The series with the Yankees starts tonight. And the new Amtrak line running through the area already has over 100,000 riders. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Toma, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Lows close to 50. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday, highs upper 50s. Sunshine and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week, highs jump into the 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Love train, the next stop that we make.
Local news, timeless hits, the OJs and Love Train on WRJN. You know, the OJs actually made a music video for that song, which was highly unusual for 1972. In the video, the OJs take a group of children on a train to Griffith Park in Los Angeles.
Like giving me a lifetime of devotion. do I need you so?
Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you enjoying hearing Paul Harvey back on the air? That's right. The late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. Hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you had a chance to go over to our website, civicmedia.us/help? That's the site we've set up where you can help families affected by the recent hurricanes down south in Florida, the Carolinas, and elsewhere. Lots of families have had their homes destroyed, communities displaced. The basic necessities have become scarce. So we set up that website, civicmedia.us/help. There you'll find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. Three organizations that are providing lots of assistance needed down south. So if you can help, please do. Again, the website, civicmedia.us/help. And thank you.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come on.
you.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Sports and weather on the way too.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
Boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. More fast food restaurants have decided to pull raw onions off their menus as a precaution following E. coli concerns.
Straight from the fryer and piping hot. That's Kentucky Fried to order.
It includes some KFCs, Pizza Huts, and Taco Bells. A spokesperson for Yum Brands says they'll continue following supplier and regulatory guidance to ensure the ongoing safety and quality of their food.